Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson. Today's program is brought to you by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. And our guest for today is the now retiring director of the Iowa High School Music Association, with Alan Greiner now here with us. So thank you very much, Alan, for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Coltrane. It's my pleasure to be here.
You bet. Well, we haven't had you on, I think, for at least a year, if not a couple years, since the beginning of the pandemic, of course. But here we are back with us today, retiring at the end of the month. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, it has been a great run. 22-year run as executive director of the Iowa High School Music Association. So started out in 1985, little band director up in Barnum, Iowa, Manson in Northwest Webster was the name of the school district. There for 2 years, then went down to Prairie Valley, Prairie at the time, and then it became Prairie Valley. I was there for 14 years, so 16 years teaching, and then was lucky to be selected for this job, and then my pleasure to serve for the last 22 years.
So going from there, not a lot of music teachers, I would tend to guess, want to make that jump up to the upper level and become the executive director of the Iowa High School Music Association.
Yeah, that was not on my radar.
Okay.
Through my work as a band director, yeah, I became involved in the service part of it, which was, we're divided into districts, and so I was in the north central part. They latched on to me, and I was on different committees. There was a concert band affairs committees that's kind of the rules, it makes rule recommendations to the music association, so I served on that and was chair of that committee for a while. I served as president of the North Central Bandmasters Association, and that was right back when the internet was becoming a thing. And I was kind of a techie guy, and so I got into webpage development. So I created a webpage for the Bandmasters Association. The Music Association kind of found out about that, and then I started creating the website for the Music Association. And so it was through that work that I developed that reputation of having that technology kind of background and experience. So fast forward, my predecessor announced his retirement and called me and said, "Alan, you need to apply for my job." I had not even considered that. That was not in the realm of my possibility. I had all of these heroes out there, these people out there that I looked to that I thought were so just way more qualified for this job than I was, and still think that to this day. But for whatever reason, they chose me for the position. One of the challenges that they gave me when I first started it was I needed to bring the office into the 21st century. We needed to create an online registration process and just bring everything, computerize everything. And finally, 2 years ago, we accomplished that. So every one of our processes is now online. When I started 22 years ago, none of it was. While I'm not doing some of the paper and pencil things, there's other parts of it that are equally demanding of one's time in creating. So it's not automated in that it does it itself. It still requires a lot of human interaction. It's just done in a different way.
What has this position that you've been in for 22 years, Alan, what has this allowed you to do? What kind of experiences you've been able to have, the relationships that you've grown to implement and have in your own life now?
Well, first off, let's talk about the people I work with. The people that I have worked with through my 22-year career have been the most amazing people you could ever experience. They are the most incredible human beings that I've ever had the pleasure to work with. I had a retirement party, literally hundreds of people coming to this party, which I thought I just wanted this little teeny thing, and it blossomed. But as I looked through that room, it was literally every single one of my heroes through the years. The people who I looked up to, the people who I had on a pedestal in the music world, they were all just incredible people. And those are the people that it's been my pleasure to work with for 22 years. The cream of the crop, the very finest human beings I know that exist. Incredible experience.
And also with your job, Alan, can you just talk to us about, you know, having to carry not only the challenge of bringing the office into the 21st century, getting an online mm-hmm. presence established, I'm sure you've seen other changes along the way and over your 2 decade at the seat of the helm of the Music Association.
Oh, one of our biggest challenges was copyright. Boy, it was 2016, 2017. We had a national company that was starting to go around and record performances, the time they were targeting show choirs, that could have just as easily been marching bands or any other event, but they were targeting show choirs and really doing cease and desist and levying fines against show choirs for not having the proper, what they deemed as the proper arrangement licenses or permissions necessary for that performance. And so they would send these letters to schools, and they were just threatening and very derogatory towards the music staff, almost harassing. And I started getting calls, and Alan, do you know this is going on? Do you know that this is happening out there? And so called my buddy, James Weaver, who's in South Dakota. So we have this little network of us that are all in the same area doing the same job in different states. Are you getting any of this? Call my buddy in Oklahoma. Are you getting any of this? And so we all start talking, and yeah, we're all starting to hear that same thing. Okay. Well, so we said, we got to get our arms around this. Because right now, something that maybe people don't understand, copyright's a really important part. Copyright law, basically you can't, there are some educational exceptions, but you can't just do anything you want with music. You can't just arrange it at will without permission to do so. But there was no course in college that taught us what you could and can't do. The Music Association has always required that schools be compliant with copyright, but there was no course that ever taught us what it means, you know, where are the boundaries of that? What can you do? What can't you do? Can I take that performance and can I put it on Facebook? Can I not do that? And so we knew that there needed to be this educational piece that our teachers needed to have that gave them that framework of what they could and couldn't do. And to be able to push back against this company that was coming out and alleging all of these things, half of which was incorrect, if not more than half, was incorrect. Because they didn't have anything that they were going by. They were going by what they thought it said and what they thought it meant when schools could or couldn't do this. But there was nothing tangible out there that really created that framework for teachers to go by. So, lo and behold, my buddy in South Dakota gets the job at the National Federation, becoming the music supervisor for the National Federation. And it was through that platform. The National Federation has always been known for the coaching courses that it provides. And the coaches get their certification by taking the courses that this national group works with. We now created a course for music through that, a copyright, understanding copyright and compliance course. My buddies and I sat down. We started scouring copyright law. We're going to conquer this. We're going to create this course. Well, that course then became adopted by the National Music Council as the preeminent course in copyright education, and now it's seen nationally as the copyright educational piece. Colleges didn't want to teach it because they didn't want to be wrong. Because if you're wrong and you're teaching it, suddenly they're going to come back and they're going to really going to nail you. So we created this course. They've all signed off on it now. But that was a huge challenge.
And that's Jefferson resident Alan Greiner joining us for part one of our two-part series as he is retiring as the executive director of the Iowa High School Music Association at the end of this month. You listen to Let's Talk Green County, presented today by Fouch Agro Service in downtown Grand Junction, your channel Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.